A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sukkah Daf Yud, Sukkah 10a, pagination, page 19, but we will start from the facing page. So we're on Tes Amud Beis at the top of the page, 9b, top line, pagination 18. I'd like to discuss two examples of a sukkah that is covered and what the halachic ramifications of that cover are. The first case is going to be a sukkah that's covered by a tree. There's a tree that's branches are hanging over the sukkah, a very common situation. Sometimes the trees are so high that it's very difficult to cut them. How to handle that? And the second case is a case where a sheet was placed by the schach. Will that invalidate the sukkah? So the Mishnah states as follows. Ha'osa sukkasa tachas ha'ilon, a person who makes the sukkah under a tree, ki'ilu aso besoch habayis. It's as if he made it inside the house. Let's skip to the fifth line of the page. Amar Rava, the Gemara explains. Lo shanu al be'ilon shatzilasa meruba mechamasol. The case is that the tree has more shade than sun, so that the tree is a presence of its own. It's got enough shade that it's generating, enough thickness to its branches, that it itself is a cover. And therefore, not only are you under the cover of the sukkah, you're also under the cover of a tree. And that's where the problem is. Skip another four lines to the beginning of a line. Ilon Dumya Debayis. We're talking about a case where the tree is similar to a house. Mabayis Tzilasa Meruba Mechamaso. Just like a house is certainly shade more than sun. A house has a roof. Af Ilon Tzilasa Meruba Mechamaso. We're talking about a tree that's shade is more than its sun. And that's why the Mishnah made the comparison of a sukkah under a tree is like a sukkah under a house. We're talking about a tree that has distinct presence. Asks the Gemara. V'chichamasa meruba metzilasa mayhave. What would be if the sunlight was more than the shade? You're telling me that the whole case of the problem that the tree is on top of the sukkah is because the shade of the tree is more than its sunlight that it's generating because it's a distinct presence. The Gemara is asking, and what would be if it was only a few stray branches? Its sunlight is more than its shade. It's not generating much shade. What would be then? Hakamitztarif schach paso bahadis schach kosher. Aren't you including bad schach with your good schach? Amar Rav Papa, and Rav Papa answered, b'shachavtan, the bad schach was blended with the good schach, and because it's a minority, it is bottle to the good schach. Now there's a classic machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos against the Ran in this case. What exactly was the density of the sukkah, schach, such that we're worried about the sparse branches above it? The case, as the Gemara is concluding here, that will somehow be made kosher, is chamaso meruba metzilaso, that the sunlight is more than the shade regarding the tree, and that the sukkah would be okay, but we're worried that mitztarev schach posel, that the bad schach is being mixed in. And therefore we needed b'shachavton, that you wove the bad schach into the good schach, and that will make it all good. Rashi and Tosfos learn that you're actually trying to use the tree branches as part of your schach. And the Gemara is asking, that's schach posel. You can't use that. And the Gemara is answering, you could b'shachavton. If you wove it into the schach, you would be able to use even the schach of the branches of the tree of that are puzzle. It follows that had you not needed the branches of the tree to produce sufficient shade for the sukkah would have been kosher on its own because it has enough schach of its own with its own density. This opinion is brought as the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch, and it's the more lenient opinion. That means that if you'd have a stray branch going over your sukkah, you don't have to worry about anything, because it's chamasa meruba mitzilaso, the tree branches are more sunlight than shade. They're not a cover of their own, and therefore they make no significant impact on you, as long as your sukkah is standalone kosher, meaning I don't need the branches of the tree to make it kosher, I have enough schach of my own, then it'll be kosher, despite those branches above it. The Ran, however, learns that the schach puzzle being discussed over here is that every time there's a branch above your sukkah, it creates in the schach of the sukkah puzzle schach, because any schach that is underneath the branch becomes puzzle. And when the Gemara asks, you're mixing schach posel to make your sukkah kosher, what it meant was not referring to the branches of the tree, but rather referring to the schach of your sukkah that corresponds to the branches of the tree. And the Ran learns that some of the schach on your sukkah is actually becoming posel. According to this Ran, which is the second opinion brought in Shulchan Aruch, we're dealing with a much more serious consideration when you have branches above your sukkah. Because every piece of schach that's corresponding, that's opposite, that's underneath the branch of the tree, becomes posel. And you've got a considerable amount of posel schach, and you would actually have to make sure that you have enough kosher schach that you could be kosher in your sukkah despite anything that's corresponding to the branches above. So that's a classic machlokas dealing with a tree above a sukkah. Let's move on to today's daf, and we have another fascinating case. Towards the bottom of the page, about 8 lines from the bottom, Piros Aleha Sadin Mepnei Achama, a new Mishnah, telling us that you spread a cloth because of the sun, O Tachtel Mepnei HaNeshar, or underneath because of the falling leaves. And the psak over here is psula. It is invalid. Skip to the Gemara. Amar Rav Chista said, Lo shanu elo mepnei haneshar. The problem over here is the falling leaves. And that's why, if that was the reason for you to put up the curtain, the cloth, that's a problem. Avalina osak shera, but if you put it up to beautify the sukkah, it's a decorative piece, and it's very close to the schach, then it'll be batal to the schach, it's an enhancement, and it's going to be kosher. We have a fascinating machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos over here, which is also brought in halacha in Simen Tafresh Chaf Tes. Rashi learns, and you could see it in Rashi in the beginning of the Mishnah, about 12 lines from the bottom in Rashi. Rashi defines neshar, the falling leaves, shaloyu alin v'kismin noshrin al shulchano, so that the pieces should not fall on his table. Apparently, Rashi is describing what we would call the pine needle syndrome, where things are dropping from the evergreens onto your table, and you don't want them to. So to protect yourself, you're putting up this curtain. And that is posel. The only case that the Gemara allows is lina'osa. If the curtain was there to beautify the sukkah, to enhance the schach, that's the only case that's kosher. But if it's to protect you, that's posel. Tosfos, however, learns that the reason this curtain is posel is mepnei aneshar, because of the falling leaves, the person wants to avoid having leaves fall from the schach, because if too many leaves fall from the schach, he won't have enough schach, and the schach will be pasul, the sukkah will be pasul. According to Tosfos, the function of this curtain above or below the schach is very, very functional. And therefore, it's pasul. But Tosfos holds that if you would put up a curtain over there to protect yourself, meaning the schach is kosher in and of itself, the schach is not being protected by this curtain in order that it shouldn't dry out and in order that the leaves shouldn't fall, that's not the purpose. The purpose is to protect you. So Tosfos says, if the schach is good, the schach is good. So a fascinating difference between Rashi and Tosfos, if a person's going to put up a curtain to protect himself. Again, Rashi holds that the Mishnah precisely was talking about falling leaves that are annoying you, and that's pasul. And Tosfos says, no, the Mishnah is talking about falling leaves that are falling with such frequency that the schach is going to become pasul. And the function of this curtain is to keep the schach, either by protecting it from drying out or underneath that it shouldn't fall. The curtain is supporting the schach in protecting it, and that's why it's pasul. But had you been protecting yourself, Tosfos holds that would be okay. We paskin l'chumra, but the Mishnah Berurah does make mention of this more lenient opinion and comments, while you wouldn't make a bracha in such a sukkah, but it is a shita that if the curtain was there to protect you, it, at least according to Tosfos, has some basis for being kosher. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.